The fungal disease white nose syndrome has driven a once common bat in Indiana to near extinction. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing listing the tricolored bat as a federally endangered species.
Over the past 16 years, white nose syndrome has caused the tricolored bat's numbers to drop by about 90% in the U.S. The Fish and Wildlife Service is leading an effort to research the disease and test treatments. Wildlife biologist Andy King says listing the tricolored bat as a federally endangered species would make sure it's considered when managing the forests where it roosts and developing land in its habitat.
It also will help increase funding opportunities for this species and for conservation projects that would benefit the species.
King says human activities that weren't as big of a threat to the bats before now need a closer look. That includes habitat destruction from development and logging. Wind turbines can also kill bats. King says, fortunately, they can be set to only turn at higher wind speeds, which can significantly reduce deaths. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The tricolored bat is already listed as a state endangered species in Indiana. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the bats are not only an essential part of the ecosystem, they also contribute about $3 billion a year in pest control and pollination for agriculture in the U.S. The public has 60 days to comment on the listing proposal.